care of it. Parshat Hazinu. Again, Tazinu Hashemayim Vadabera Nishmo Haaretz Imrefi. So Hazinu Hashemayim, Hashem says the Shemayim should listen and the Aretz should listen. So the Medrash Rabbah embraces on the pasuk by Yirikva Elokim Lo'akir Shamayim. What is Shamayim? Rav Omar Eish Vamayim. Shamayim is a conglomeration of fire and water. Shamayim Eish Umayim. Rav Yama Vakana Omar Mishum Rav Nota Vakadosh Baruch Hu Eish Umayim. Hashem took Eish and Mayim and put them together. So what is this idea of Eish and Mayim coming together? And then we'll try to fit into Hazinu Hashamayim. So, in the Sefer Be'er Moshe, on page 6, that's not the Be'er Moshe that we sometimes quote, it's different, this is the Koshnitz Be'er Moshe. Hazinu Hashamayim, Be'er Shamayim, not you can Samayim, Eishamayim, that's Chazal. Me'ikru klal gadol hu b'chol eisek ha'torah v'avodu zu tzvima yosu b'beis ha'midus yirah v'ava. Whenever a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a mixture between ava and yirah, yirah and ava. Meaning, if you just have ava and you don't have yirah, so then you might overdo it and you might not follow the halacha, because your ava is so great, you know, you might go and do something that's like what's said by different mafarshim about Nadav Avihu, that their ava was so great, but they went where they weren't supposed to. They tried to embrace God in the highest levels because of the great ava, but they weren't supposed to go there wherever they went. It was Eish Zara. So you need Yira to make sure you're in check, in line, that you're not, the Ava's not going overbounds, overboard. And if you just have Yira and you don't have Ava, so then it's, you don't feel a connection. You're just doing it because you're afraid. You don't have that connection. So that's why the famous line in the Tikkuni Zohar on page 5, it says here in the Tikkuni Zohar, the Chochmah Bina Faraisa, in the middle of the line, it says, Olaraisa below the Chilu Urechimu lo Parchas Le'ela. There's a famous line from the Tikkuni Zohar that Torah and Mitzvahs without the Chilu Urechimu. What does the Chilu mean? Yira, and Urechimu is Ava. Without Yira v'Ava, lo parcha le'ela, it's not going to go up to the Kisei HaKavod. It's not going to fly up to God. Whereas we always need to maintain a good balance in our Avodas Hashem between Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Because again, too much Ava, you might do something that's not within the halakhic bounds. You say, oh, I love God, I love this. Yiras says, hey, you got to make sure you're within the proper framework. And if you just have Yira, you're not going to feel connected because it's not a loving experience. So that's what he said back to the Be'er Moshe on page 6. The Ikra Klal Gadol with the whole Eisek HaTorah Vavodas with Tefila Yosef Beveis Amidus Yira Va'ava. The Moshe Amu Chazal Kol Reiser the Lav Iyud Bechilu Rechilu Parchas Leilu. Umazen Nidalana Atarak Dosha, Kluma me Mach Mitzvah's essay, which Negev Lamache Vam Shabbatam, which Shasham Lava Kadoda, which saw Mitzvah's Losase. We know that the Torah is a conglomeration of Mitzvah's essay and Mitzvah's Losase. And we'll see the famous Ramban, that Mitzvah's essay, or the Shorash of Avat Hashem, to do things, to bring Ava. Mitzvah's Losase, stay away, that's Yira. So how come the Mitzvah's Losase are connected to the Gidim, the sinews of the person? Mitzvah's essay are the limbs. So he says, because the Gidim hain kashim, right? The heart. So that represents losase. That's the midas ayira, the midas hagvura. Mitzvah's essay are the limbs that are soft. The limbs are soft. And that's the ava. And so the conglomeration of the Tayyig Mitzvahs is a mizug between Ava and Yira. So says the Ber Moshe in the second column, second paragraph, V'zera remes ha-kosev ha-zino ha-shamayim v'atrikun eish shamayim eish remes l'midas ha-yira o-mayim u-chesed. Emes l'midas chesed d'haynu she'yema l'cha ha'zan ha'veis ha'midas tova she'hem yira v'ava az adabera. So as hazinu ha'shamayim means if you're able to incorporate the shamayim, the eish shamayim, the eish represents the yira, the kvura, the fear. Mayim, as we know, represents chesed. So, if you want to have a complete product that you can speak, you can have koach hadibur, and your tefillah will be meaningful, you have to have hazinu hashamayim v'adabera. It has to be the Bechina Shamayim, Eish Shamayim. You can't just be a person with Yira, not have any Ava. It's just you're doing it, you're just a fearful person, and you just do everything because you're totally afraid, and you don't have any love to the experience. That's not sufficient. But you can't have a person who just, you know, loves it all, but there's no balance. Like, even the great Tzaddikim, and as we said, Nadav Aviyu, they had tremendous avas Hashem, but they were because Rostam Lufnei Hashem Vayamusu. They went where they weren't supposed to. They didn't have the proper bounds. So that also. So you need what? Oraisa with Bechilu with Chimu. You need Bechilu, the Yira and the Ava together. And if you only have one and not the other, it's not going to be good. Oh. So, as we got through saying before, Rabosai, Yom Kippur, we know, Lucius Levy has a famous piece on page 8, where he writes, we'll see in a second, that Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira, and Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava. But Yom Kippur is more still part of the Yira angle of things. In fact, the famous Medrash I just quoted to you on page 7 says, "V'kachu mechem b'yom harishon." Medrash says, "V'chim rishon hu ha'yom hamisho asar hu." Sukkot is not the first of the month; it's the 15th of the month. So Pashas is Yom Rishon, just means the first day of the holiday. But he's learning, so he says, "No, el rishon hu lecheshbon avonos." It's the beginning of your new slate of avonos. So what does that mean? So the Kedushas Levi says like this. It says like this. That Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meir, and Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava. So the third column he writes, Yadua Mama Chazmal, Tshuva Meira, so any sins that you have, that you did b'mezid, will turn into shogeg. But Tshuva Me'ava, the Zdonos become what? Into merits. Zdonos Nefku Uzchuyos. So what it means now, that Rishon Hu Cheshvan Avonos means, why is Hashem counting? It doesn't mean what the Pashup Shah, we say Cheshvan Avonos means a new slate of sins, which you were forgiven on Yom Kippur, so now that you're going to have a new slate of sins. Because that's the kasha, what about the days in between? Right? So Kedushas Levi says it means something else. It doesn't mean a new slate, it means like this, that since on Yom Kippur you did Shuvah Meira, so you still had the Yisdonos became like Shkavos. But when it comes to Sukkot, it's Tshuva Me'ava. So now all the sins of the previous year, if you do Tshuva Me'ava, they become Zchuyos. So now Hashem is counting the sins again because He wants to make them into Zchuyos for you. So that's what it means, Cheshvan Avonos. That He's taking the Cheshvan Avonos now to make into Zchuyos. And that's the famous pshat of the Kedusha slave. So Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira, Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava. Says in Shir HaShirim, page 9, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lechabos Es Ahava. So we see that Mayim, you know, that's the idea. Mayim represents Ava. Un Haros Lo Yishtefuha. Whereas the Ava, all the water in the world can't put out the love between Chabspoch and Klal Yisrael. Yimitei Yish is kol hon beiso be'ava Boja Buzulo. So the Zohar says that the Mayim Rabim, you know what Mayim Rabim represents? That's the Nisuch HaMayim of what? Of Sukkot. We know that at Sukkot, starting the second night, they started what? Taking water from the well, and then on the second day of Sukkot in the morning, they poured it on the Mizbeach, and then the Simchas Beis HaShoeva starts when? The second night. Right? You don't have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva the first night. It starts the second night of Sukkot. Second night. And that's the Mayim Rabim. That's the Ava. And what's Boz? Boz is, what's the three letters of Boz? Beis, Vav, Zayin. What's the significance of 2, 6, and 7? Two, Boz. Beis, Vav, Zayin. What's 2, 6, 7? What does that mean? So says the Zohar, unbelievable thing. How do we know that about... Nowhere in the Torah does it say explicitly that what? That you have Nisuch HaMayim. Right? In the Torah it says many times about Nisuch HaYayim, but it never tells us specifically that there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkot. So one opinion in the Gemara is it's HaLachal HaMosha MiSinai. But the other opinion in the Gemara and Tainus on Beis HaMidbeis, it's learned out from three extra letters in the Torah. Right? Take a look on page 13. Uvayom Hasheni, Purim B'nei Bokar, etc. And what does it say? Uminchosam V'niskehem. V'niskehem. It could have said Nisacha, Niskehem, an extra mem on the second day. The Niskehem. Now look, Rabosai, on the sixth day. Next page. Yom HaShishi. Look in the second arrow. Minchosa, Unisacheha. an extra yud in the Nusachera. Mem yud, and then look on the seventh day, ki mishpatam, extra mem, and mishpatam at the end, that's the mem yud mem. So the mem yud mem is learned out from where? From an extra mem on the second day, an extra yud on the sixth day, and an extra what? Mem on the seventh day. That's what? Bows. The bays, the vav, and the zayin are where we learn out the mem yud mem. Says the Zohar on this page 11. Pasuk Utsina, Mayim Rabim Lo Yochu Lachabos Es Avo Yom Etinyano Yom Etshio Yom Shiva. That's the bows. That's the Sefer Edrei Tzon as well. Oh. So Mayim is Ava, because Sukkot is about Ava. Yom Kippur is Yira, Tshuva Meyira, the Kedusha Levi, and Sukkot is Ava. And we discussed Risui before, and now we're discussing Ava. In fact, the famous Rabbi de Bachaya on page 15 says, that when Hashem created the world, so before creation, Olam was Tohu Vavohu, so that means the waters were all over. And then Hashem decided to make a split, that some of the water was going to go in the Shemayim, some of the water is going to be here in the oceans and the lakes, etc. And then there'll be, air in between. So the waters that went on top were happy, they're closest to God. But the waters that were on bottom, that were in the ocean, they were crying because we're away from the Shekhinah. So Hashem says, don't worry, you'll be brought on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Or you'll be brought, says Chei Omer B'Medrash, first word of the Lord is read, Mayim Tachtonu Nikru Bayim Bochim, Lam Nikru Bayim Bochim, Ki B'Shosh HaKholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayim, Tosh HaZeinu L'Bal Ve'inu Mata, Yishchil Mayim Tachtonu Bochim. So Hashem says, don't worry. So in other words, the idea of putting the water on the Mizbeach, on Sukkot, is that Hashem, that these waters were yearning to get close to God. They were yearning for that closeness. For that closeness to God. So the Mishnah, the Ava. The Ava. But let me ask you a question. They were yearning for that relationship. And that's what Sukkot is about. In fact, remember the year my son was born on Sukkot in the Beth Israel Hospital. So so one of the days I was there in the hospital waiting for my son. No, by that time we had given birth or whatever. I went to lunch to the sukkah. They had a sukkah in the hospital there. I went to eat lunch in the sukkah. So there was a chassid there who learned in the Baba V Yeshiva in Brooklyn by the late Rav Steinwerfer, who was the big Rosh Yeshiva who passed away several years ago. He's the Baba V Rosh Yeshiva. And this chassid told me over a vort, a very simple vort, but it's a very true vort. He says, what's the idea of water on sukkah? What's the idea of water and Sukkot? What's it all about? Very simple word, but it's very, very true. It's like this. He says, if somebody comes to my house, say a very chashuv guest is coming to my house, so I'm going to make sure everything should look nice, we're going to have special food, special drinks, because I don't really have a close relationship with this person. So I gotta make sure that, you know, we have special wine and special this and special that. But if somebody I'm really close with, we have a relationship, I don't have to impress anymore. You know, we're buddies, we don't have to impress each other. I can just give them water. I don't have to, I don't have to impress anybody. I don't have to impress him by giving him, because we have such a close relationship. So Sukkot is that time where we meet, based on the shir that we had before, we reach that close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the Slicha of Yom Kippur, we could just have water. And it's fine. Let's have water.
Oh. But let me ask you another question. Unbelievable question. And the first person that asked me this question was the late Rav Shlomo Drillman, who was Rosh Yeshiva here in this yeshiva. And we were going to a Simchas Beis HaShoeva one year up to YU, and we were in Brooklyn at the time when we were coming to YU. And he told me aboard in the car, I wrote it up someplace, and I'll tell you on his word, but I have a different mahalak today. I'll tell you on his mahalak also. His question was like this, very simple. Why did Simchas Beis HaShoeva start on the second day of Sukkot, the second night? That's when the whole party started. You know? The second night. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, already the second night, you go to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. In America, it's still young, so you don't have any party. So, but the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the second night. And they poured the water under the bath starting the second day. But why didn't they start the first day? Why didn't Simchas Beis HaShoeva, why didn't it start on the first day of Yom? So Rabbi Drillman told me a parents that he said it's on his own. Rabbi Drillman said to his parents, why is Simchas Beis HaShoeva starting the second night, second day? His parents said like this. Said to me like this. And he said, we're putting the light to his parents. And the following. He says, Simchas Beis HaShoeva was all about Nisach HaMayim. Does anywhere in the Torah say explicitly Mayim? No, it's a whole remnant. Ma'akem, Ma'ayyur, it's all what? Torah Shabbat Peh. It's all the Torah, oral tradition. Not the Farish and the Chumash. The second day of Sukkot is the Ushpizit of Yitzchak. The Chasam Sofer says that Yitzchak is the first person to believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Because, look, Hashem told Avram Avinu, go shecht your son. Right? Now, Avram tells Yitzchak, you know, you're going to be the coroner. Yitzchak didn't hear it from Hashem. So he had to believe in the oral tradition that Avram tells him over. From Hashem. He's the first one to have to believe in the Torah. In Moshe Kibbutz, in the idea of Ish V'Ish. So Mitzvah Hamayim starts when? On the second day. Because Mitzvah Hamayim is totally a Torah about that. That's where Rabbi Drillman told me one year going up to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But now, this year, I have a new pshat. It's not my own. It's in the Sefer Berach Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe, the one who passed away recently. He says another pshat. And that has to do with what we said before. And that is, on page 10. He says like this, we've got to say, starting the shiur today, say that the proper way of Avodas Hashem is a mizug between Ava and Yira. If all you have is Ava, you're going to mess up. Because then, Chas V'Shalom, you can become like Nodav Aviv. You can do, the Ava can get out of hand. It has to be tempered with the Yira. So the Satmar Rebbe said beautifully on page 10. Page 20. Can't read the pages. He says like this. Sukkot, we said, is the ultimate Ava. It's Mayim Rabin Lo Yuklu Lachabos is the Ava. It's the idea that we have a close relationship. We can even serve water. We don't have to serve anything. We have a close relationship. But as we said before, if you have too much Ava and there's no Yira to hold you back, then you end up like Nodav Aviv. You go, it's go cool. You go beyond, and that's not good either. Anything, any araba, that could be ever. You can't get out of it. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the highest level of Ava, is the Shasta Mayim, is the Mayim HaBokim, that we want to get close to Hashem. So it has to start off with the night of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is Yira. It's Pachad Yitzchak. It's Yira. And therefore, that takes the Ava and makes sure it stays in the right context. So that's what he writes here. Hine, first column. Takasukos is Manavodah Be'Ava. Hakasos b'chol sifrei hakodesh. Shifras tinchas beis hashoeva. Shavon nisgala ayin ba'ayin gol al avas Hashem. Hakuyos shehaoved me'ava. Ein l'shleimus malchus shemayim. Ki rov ha'avos veikus yuchol lo bo lidei kalus ha'nefesh. You can go too much! You can go too far! Okay, the yom rishon shal sukkos u'shpizid ha'abram avinu. Omer ha'chetzer. B'shoros ha'ava. Bo nikva. The first day is Avram Avinu. He's chesed. And we know, you know, Rosh Hashiva from Kerem Yavzal always used to say, you know, chesed in the Torah sometimes is used for arayis. Because that's the Ava, doesn't have any boundaries. So then, you know, you can always step down. So we can't start off the Ava with the visa of chesed of Ava or Vita. It has to start off in a day of Ruach Yitzchak, of Yira. So that the Ava is temper. It's not, it doesn't get out of hand. So Nikvah's man has simple God on his Torah to Abba mechashah she you retain the Messias mechach rov ha'abba and Kishiyah Torah Nel Sheini Shal Sukkos the Orah Midasso Shal Yitzchak Avinu Midas Hagvura Meshor Shayira Hazachu Leshleim Asmalchus Shemayim and you call him a Samson God on Abba Midas Hayira Hakeim Ba'eitz Ahu Nikvah has Chalat Simchas Beit HaShoeva. That's why Simchas Beit HaShoeva starts after on the second day. When you have the midah of Yira, so it's Eish Shemayim. That the Mayim has to have Eish with it also. And that's how Zinu HaShemayim, the Eish Shemayim, has to come together. Or else it gets out of hand. And he quotes here a pshat in the Mishnah in Avos from the Kodesh to Magen on page 21. Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer. Hadidus Kanakonim said, "Have a mispalo b'shloma shel malchus." So the pasuk in the Mishnah means you should daven for the government. Shel molo mora, because the people wouldn't be afraid from the police and the government. Ish Yisrael chayim blo. Everyone would eat up his neighbor. So there would be anarchy. There would be chaos. So you have to. The malchus is important. That's the pasuk. But the Koshnitz the Magid said a different pshat. Take a look at the fourth column in the Ovaz Yisrael, page 22. Zeh she'omar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kodem Mispal B'Shlom Shal Malchus Shemayim Shetfel Hashem She'itim Lechem Shleimus Shal Malchus Shemayim. Well, you should always daven for Malchus means the proper Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The Hainu Ha'av, the proper Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is what? Ava and Yira together. She'il Molei Morah. Because if you don't have Yira, you just have Ava. Peshulei Yira, but have the Rabbim Chinas Ava. Has Ish Yisrael Chaim below. Ish Romez Vakadosh Baruch Hu Re'eu Zeh Adam. That you're going to have so much Ava and Zekus that you're going to just, like be like Dada Vavil, you're going to just go too far. And you're going to have a downfall. So you have to make sure that the proper Malchus Shemayim is a mizug of Ava and Yira together. And that's very important. So some people, you know, everything is Ava and they love and they love and they love, but they don't follow Halacha because it gets, there's no boundaries. And some people, they have, their Yiddishkeit has no feeling for it. It's just Yira, I'm afraid that I do this right, that I do this right, and there's no feeling. So the proper, so Sukkos teaches us the message of Hazinu Hashamayim. Hashamayim, Eishumayim. The Eish, the Yira, together with the Mayim of the Ava. And that's why the Sama Rebbe said, Simchas Beis HaShoeva has to start with the second day, with Yitzchak. And then, let me add another point. And that is, that Simchas
Beis HaShoeva, besides that it starts with Yitzchak, is done dafka in the Mikdash. Done dafka in the Mikdash. Right? It was done, when was all the dancing and everything? Where was it? In the Ezra's Noshim. That's why, and where were the women then? That they had to make the balcony. That's the whole source of Mechitza. In the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they made a balcony because the men took over the Ezra's Noshim, so the women had to go upstairs. And the Gemara tells us, we know the klal is Esei Docha Lo Sase, right? That's a very big klal in the Gemara Yevamos, right? If you have shatnez in the tzitzis, so you wear it, you know, if you have a linen, or you have a wool beged, right, the strings, you have a shatnez in the tzitzis, Esei Docha Lo Sase. But the Gemara says in Zvachim on page 24, in the Mikdash, you don't say Esei Docha Lo Sase. That's why, if you have a situation where you have a carbon and some trace got in the carbon, you don't say, well, let eat the carbon, do the mitzvah essay, docha lo sasei. Because the Gemara says, ein essay docha lo sasei should be mikdash. That in the mikdash, we don't say essay docha lo sasei. So Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Shechter likes to call this a Rav Yosef Engel, and here it's in the Sefer Pharisees Yosef, explains like this. The Ramban on page 25 says, why essay docha lo sasei? Why do we have that? Because Ava is more important than Yira. Ava takes precedence to Yira. But the center of Yosef Engel in the Mikdash is Mikdash Yitiro. The Mikdash is a place of reference. It's a place of Yira. So you don't say, so therefore I think based on this also, that the fact that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was done daft in the Mikdash, because even though it was a great Ava, it was tempered by the year of the Mikdash. And that, I think, is the Yisod. Because, you see, there are different types of people in the world. Some people are, you know, Ava people. Some people are Yira people. And no extreme is good. And Sukkot teaches us that the best is to have that balance of Ava and Yira. Shamayim, Eishumayim, the Eish, the Yira, and the Mayim. To have that joy, but to also understand the Gedorim, the Halakas, not everything goes. You can't say, oh, I love it, so I can do anything I want, you know? The original objection, you know, when Chassidus started and there was an objection by the Gaon and others, is because they thought that maybe the Ava was going to go too far. It was going too far, there was not enough. And so Baruch Hashem today, and we accept everyone, and you know, straightened out the situation, and you know, and Chassidim have Ava and Yira. So, but that's the goal. Eishumayim, Hazino Shemayim, and that Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Mayim Rabim Moyoku V'Chavos Es Ava. Both, Beis Bozayim is the Mem Yud Mem, and Mayim is the ultimate closeness. And conserving water for this fire. Conserving water and it's fine. That's the Bozo. So Be'ez Hashem, Rabotai, when we now go through this Tkufa of Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the Tshuva Meira to the Tshuva Me'ava, and we should go together, and I want to wish everyone a Gemara Chassima Tova, and we should all have a meaningful Yom Kippur, but as well a Simchas Yontif of Sukkot as well, and that the lessons of Yira, of the Yom in the Rayim, should meet together with the Ava, and we should have the proper proportion in how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be too much Ava, not too much Yira, but that blend of Ava and Yira together, and that Be'ez Hashem should make the proper Jew, the proper Avodas Hashem. And I remember one year when I was in Kamer Yavne, so I was Ben Azmanim, I ended up one night in the Chevron Yeshiva, and it was right before the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Mashkiach, then Rav Meir Chodosh, was the famous Mashkiach in the Chevron Yeshiva. So he was giving a whole drasha, and the end of the drasha, he quoted the pasuk right before all the big dancing started, which basically says this idea on page 26.
gilul berada. That we have to have gilul, simcha, but has to be berada with trepidation. Because we have to have that proper mix. It can't be total atzvus, has to be simcha, but it has to have balance to it. It can't just be, you know, without any gedarim, without any siyogim. And that together is the mizuv of Nisuch HaMayim, back on the second day, the day of Yitzchak Aviv. Thank you.